Bradford Today welcomes letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following is in response to about a proposed change to Bradford's special events bylaw. In a move that has sparked significant debate in Bradford, a proposed amendment to the town's special events bylaw by Ward 3 Cown. Ben Verkaik is raising questions about fairness, transparency, and its potential impact on local communities. While intended to preserve agricultural land and manage large-scale events, critics argue the amendment could unfairly target specific groups and stifle inclusivity. The discussion stems from the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jama'ah, AMJ, annual Jalsa Salana Conference, a religious convention that has consistently drawn praise for its impeccable organization. Following the successful 2024 event, AMJ applied to host the 2025 conference on its property at 3078 Line 11. While the application initially recommended by staff called for conditional approval, subsequent votes on September 17 and on October 1 resulted in its rejection, citing concerns about traffic and agricultural land use. The community pushed back against the recommendations of staff, emphasizing their commitment to addressing concerns. On November 5, after a deputation from AMJ representatives, the council reconsidered its decision, referring the matter back to staff for review and encouraging further community feedback. While the event has been a wonderful opportunity to bring everyone together, it's important to acknowledge the ongoing efforts across various town departments under the supervision of Town Chief Administrative Officer Jeff McKnight to address community concerns and drive improvements. However, recent actions by five councillors, including three newly elected ones, have raised concerns about a proposed amendment. This amendment, viewed by some as biased, controversial, and retroactive, risks undermining the progress made through collective efforts. Open dialogue, collaboration, and transparency are essential as we work through these challenges together. AMJ demonstrated its willingness to collaborate and adapt by holding public meetings, meet and greets with neighbors, consulting with private traffic management experts, and meeting with emergency services for input. These efforts were well received by many, including town officials who applauded the group's commitment to meeting residents' concerns. On January 21, the debate took a new turn when Ward 3 Cown. Ben Verkaik proposed a controversial amendment to the special events bylaw. The amendment sought to prohibit events with more than 2,000 attendees from occurring more than once every 10 years on properties outside the settlement boundary, Highway 400 employment lands, or town-owned lands. Supporters of the amendment cited the need to protect agricultural land, but opponents, including Mayor James LeDuc and Deputy Mayor Raj Sandhu, expressed serious reservations. The amendment narrowly passed in the Committee of the Whole with a 5-4 vote. Final approval is pending the council meeting on February 4. Critics argue the amendment is oppressive and arbitrary. By disproportionately affecting large events on private properties, it appears to target specific groups, particularly AMJ, despite their demonstrated efforts to address concerns. Unfairly retroactive. Applying the amendment retroactively undermines trust in the process and penalizes events that have already complied with existing rules. Harmful to community spirit. Events like the Jalsa Salana foster cultural exchange, economic activity, and goodwill, aligning with Bradford's values as a welcoming and diverse town. The February 4 council meeting will determine whether this amendment becomes law. Its outcome could set a precedent for how the town balances growth, cultural diversity, and land use priorities. While it is essential to preserve agricultural land and address legitimate concerns, the approach must be equitable and informed by thorough analysis. As Asif Khan, AMJ's National Director of Public Relations, put it, of the more than 101 hectares the group owns, only about 24 is used for the event. And once that's over each year, they plan to revert to a state which will support agricultural activities, such as growing hay. Whatever it is that our neighbors ask us to do to make life easy on those 3 days, we'll do it. That's a promise. The proposed amendment risks sending the wrong message. that Bradford's commitment to inclusivity and fairness can be overshadowed by hasty decisions. As the Council prepares to vote, it is crucial to consider whether this amendment truly reflects the values of the community it serves. The decision on February 4th is more than a matter of policy, it is a test of Bradford's identity as a town that champions fairness, diversity and collaboration. Munawar Choudhury, Community Builder Civic Award Winner, Bradford West Gwillimbury.